ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title, get this, 30 years tomorrow, 30-year anniversary, Sunday. We're rocking here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Saturdays for an hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We combine both boxing and MMA. Then we come back with a Sunday edition, 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We talk boxing the first hour, MMA the second hour, and Saturday night, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Pedro will be live at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Take it back, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. 10 p.m. Pacific Time tonight, Saturday night, live right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, Sirius XM Radio. Well, we are 1 week away from what was a fantastic fight, which captivated the entire boxing world, which, of course, had President Barack Obama making statements. I mean, people all around the world were talking about the Floyd Mayweather-Marcos Medina rematch, right? No, they weren't. It was an impotent fight. I told you, you needed like 500 milligrams, and that's like three doses, I think, of Viagra to get up for this fight. It was terrible. It wasn't much of a fight, and the referee, Kenny Bayless, what was he thinking? He didn't give Medina a chance. The guy's got short arms. He's slow. You got to let him fight on the inside if he's got a shot at all. What did Bob Spagnuolo and Larry Merchant say prior to the fight? If Kenny Bayless doesn't take care of business and allow Marcos Medina to fight fair, the fight's going to be a rout, all Mayweather, as it was. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Napa Know-How!
Your garage is filled with awesome things, like your collection of unused sporting goods and an odd assortment of scrap lumber. Dump it all. You'll need the room, because Napa has Mobil 1 synthetic oil for $5.99 a quart. Yep, for $5.99 a quart, you can fill your garage with Mobil 1. Now that's a good use of space. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 9/30/14.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
The Sports Byline collection of original full-length interviews of today's stars and past sports legends is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Players, managers, coaches, broadcasters, commissioners, and owners talk about their teams, games, careers, unforgettable moments, and disappointments in this unique collection of original full-length interviews.
Keith, when you think back over your long and successful career, what are the things that mean the most to Keith Jackson?
Being able to assess the values of the local people, and I felt that doing college football was a blessing for me because it gave me a chance to walk the streets of Middle America and talk to the people who work 12 hours, 14 hours a day for a living. Little things like that.
It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here, and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing this segment. Of course, celebrating 30 years on the radio. Now, look, I was going to have, like, this big spectacular show, you know, with all these memories and things like that of days gone by. But, you know, I'm not looking to the past. You know, having done 30 years of radio now, 25 of Ring Talk every week for the better part of 25 years. The other 5 years were with Charles J doing Ring Talk on the telephone. It was sort of cool. You know, $25 a week checks and things like that. And hey, the check would come in once a month. It was $100. You went out and spent it. Yeah! $100 to get, you know, talk radio, talk boxing on the radio. That was so cool. Needless to say, I know that Charles J was making a lot more than $100 a month. But Charles J was a guy that sort of taught me how to do this. And I give him some props. He gave me the basis, the foundation. And, of course, guys like Scott Cuddy have rounded my talents into what they are today. Terrible! Anyway, bottom line is, I enjoy what I do. I am the reigning, the defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves. No man can match me. Often imitated, but never duplicated. That's just the way it is. And I'm not bragging. My mother said it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. When I said I was going to go out and win Golden Glove championships, people laughed. I went out and won four. Three straight. Went undefeated in the Golden Gloves for almost 4 years. I apply myself to something. I do it well. I excel at things. I don't plan to do things average. I didn't plan to be an average cop. Spent 8 years with the SFPD. Had a wonderful time doing that, okay? Excelled at what I did, both in the public relations aspect and in the investigation process. The bottom line is, I was a good cop, pound for pound, one of the best. These are things I've done in my life, but I'm very proud of having you, my Ring Talk family of listeners. People laugh about this, man. Some of you have been with me 30 years. Some of you have died with me. I mean, and some of you have been born with me. I mean, this is second generation and things like that. I mean, it's sort of trippy when people tell me, yeah, my dad used to listen to Ring Talk. I used to listen to him on this radio station, and now I find you on the internet, and I think it's sort of cool. I said, wow, your dad, what's your dad doing? Oh, dad died about 10 years ago. Whoa, that's a mind blower. Second generation Ring Talk fans. Of course, we've got guys like Ronald Wong, been there since the opening days. Older than Dirt Bob from San Francisco. He's been around since the early days. And, of course, the great historian Ron Marshall, now of San Leandro, California. He's not feeling all that well. I wish him the very best as far as his health is concerned. But he was the man that sort of, it took me off KEST radio at 1450 AM here in San Francisco, where originally, get this, it was a 15-minute show. And we were like between the, I started off, it was a Filipino show before me, for 15-minute Filipino show before me. And then I came on and I did 15 minutes of boxing. And then it was 15 minutes of God Talk after me. Okay, so the God Talk people would get, the boxing people would call the radio station because we only had two lines. And they would call the station. And this is back in the day when everybody was like just dying to be heard on the radio. Back in those days, God, a long time ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. Anyway, the lines would get clogged, and then the religious show would come on, and then people would call the show and expect to talk to boxing on the religious show. And, of course, that didn't work out too well, and they finally realized that my audience and the religious audience didn't mix, so they moved the religious show away from Saturday nights. I think they went to Sundays. We had a good time there at KEST, and, of course, that is where Ron Marshall discovered us and brought us to, the Talk America Radio Network back in the day. Wow, I mean, that's just the way it was. I mean, he made this deal with Tom Starr, and he made the deal for me, and I just followed up on it, and that started a syndicated radio talk show back in 1989. Okay, so here we are 25 years later on syndicated radio, 30 years of radio in all. Still doing fine, but I'm thinking about the future. I'm not thinking about the past. I'm thinking about the future. And guys like Kevin Perry and, you know, Zach Attack Young, guys like that. I mean, I'm not thinking about like dying or giving this up or anything like that, but I want to be able to pass the torch, per se. And when I look at Zach Attack Young, I mean, that's probably a young man that I want to pass the torch to, okay? Him and Kevin Perry. Zach Attack Young is an amazing young man, both as far as his intellect regarding boxing and MMA and just life in general. The kid's a smart kid. He's really got a future in front of him, and he can do anything he applies himself to. Reminds me a lot of me. I mean, I did stand-up comedy as Johnny Taco back in the days. That's right. Back in the days when Robin Williams used to come into clubs all coked out and take over the entire stage. On a night of amateurs, it was an amateur night. We were all getting like 10 minutes each, and Robin Williams would come in and bogart the mic because he was all coked out. The late Robin Williams. The great Robin Williams. The man who was worth like $3 billion. That's what his movie sold. More power to him. I mean, I think he was a good guy. But I told you what he stole that show. He went on the Tonight Show and took Steve Pearls, the comedian Steve Pearl, took his act right on the Tonight Show, did it on the Tonight Show. And once you do a comedian's jokes or his act on television, guess what? That act is all of a sudden yours. So Steve Pearl's career went down the tubes. He sunk into depression. He attacked Robin Williams at a concert in San Carlos, California at the Circle Star Theater, which is now Ray's. And since that, from that point forward, Steve Pearl's career went in the tank, and Rob Williams won Academy Awards and all that kind of good stuff. Not that I'm saying that Rob Williams wasn't an extremely talented young man. I mean, man, he just was. He was a brilliant guy, okay? But, you know, he stole some jokes along the line, and he did a lot of blow. And, he wonders why, like, this Parkinson's disease and this kind of stuff's, like, snuck up on him, and all of a sudden he's got Parkinson's. Listen, all of those guys, they did all kinds of blow back in my day. A lot of blow. The guys that did a lot of blow, I mean a lot of blow. I'm not talking about guys that snorted ones. A lot of blow. Those guys are on medication. If they're still alive, they've got different diseases. They've got different ailments, liver problems, leukemia, Parkinson's. Hey, this is the price you pay 25, 30 years later for doing hard, hard drugs and doing them for a long, long time. And a friend of mine, a guitar player for a major band, suffering from leukemia as I speak, and he's over in the Philippines trying to, you know, maintain life. I'm talking about Bruce Conti, former Tower of Power guitar player, leukemia. Not trying to say that tied in with drugs, but he's been clean a long time, and I'm sure he wishes he could, you know, unsnort all the coke and all the heroin and all the kind of crap that he did in his time. Man, I'm telling you, it's just not a future in that. Not a future in that. And the bottom line is hard drugs. When I realized that as a policeman, that hard drugs were going to be the downfall of certain aspects of society, I realized I stepped back and said, there's nothing you can do. You can save individuals, but you can't save an entire community. There's just no way you can do it. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Floyd Mayweather, impotent. I'm telling you, that just, as a fight fan, I am. I watched just a few rounds. I didn't need to watch the whole fight last week. It wasn't, once I saw Kenny Bayless, the referee, breaking those guys apart, I said to myself, you know, this isn't going to be a very good fight. Because if you don't allow the little guy, the guy with the lesser skills, to fight on the inside and to use his arms and to rough Mayweather up and things like that, it's going to be a no contest. It's going to be like a race, and Mayweather's a sprinter. Okay, he's going to sprint to a lead. He's going to hold the lead. And at the end of the day, he's going to win the race. And that's what happened. And it's just like I told you, it was like painting a fence. I mean, it just got a paintbrush out, started painting it, and, you know, before you knew it, the 12-round fight was over, and Mayweather had conned the public again. And I made the mistake this week of saying that Mayweather pimped the public. No, he didn't pimp the public, because to pimp the public means you've got to get the public to go out and give you money for something. Well, I guess he did pimp the public, huh? I guess he did. Yeah, I'll go back there. I guess he did. Well, anyway, he conned the public again. Knockouts. He's going to knock Marcos Medina out. He's going to knock him into another time zone. He feels hungry. He's going to stop him. And he doesn't stop him. And then 12 rounds later, after the fight, he says, you know what? I could have stopped him. That's what he said. I could have stopped him. And he didn't. You know, he's just a phony, phony creep. This week he came out and supported that Ray Rice guy. The guy that, you know, that knocked his old lady out in the elevator? No, look, both people are drunk. Both people are combative, all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, and alcohol was involved and all that, you know. I mean, but Floyd Mayweather coming out to defend you? The guy's been in jail for felony spousal abuse or felony domestic abuse. He's been in jail for it. So he's a guy you want to come out advocating for you. Yeah, Ray Rice, that suspension be too much. Listen. The bottom line is the suspension is not what it should be, okay? He should have probably gotten 6 months or a year or something like that, and then they should have just let it go. But they did the two-game thing, tried to brush it, put it under the rug. Under the rug didn't work, okay? It just didn't work. And they know now that with the backlash of the National Organization of Women and all these people going after Roger Goodell and the NFL, that guess what? The chicks are being heard now. Sponsors are being heard. Budweiser, $207 million sponsor of the NFL, said they were thinking about, they were rethinking their sponsorship plan. Whoa! $207 million? Good Lord. You're still a young man going to the break? Yes, I am. 30 years later. Still look good, feel good. Chipper, ready to rock on. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We go to MMA at about 35 minutes past the hour. This is the great Rick Stevens. Man, he can sing. This is Ring Talk.
You're still a young man, baby. Ooh, don't waste your time. You're still a young man, baby. Ooh, don't waste your time.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
The song is called A Little Knowledge is a Dangerous Thing.
Y'all clap your hands, don't look at
Yeah, believe me, it is. Especially in the world of men and women. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing this segment. We shift gears in about 10 minutes or so. And we go to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC Fight Night in from Japan. Got lots of news regarding Thiago Silva. And I'm going to go off on his ex-wife to an extent. So we're going to have lots of fun in the MMA segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up in about 15. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing. This segment, as I said, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, the Honorable President Francisco Paco Varcarcel will be my guest for the entire hour tomorrow. On Sunday, September 21st, the boxing hour opens up at 11 a.m. Pacific time. It'll be Paco for an hour. We'll discuss Puerto Rican boxing history, himself, the WBO, where he wants to take the sanctioning body, where he sees it going in the 21st century, things like that. And, of course, I'll push him on 15-round fights again, and he'll tell me why the 15-round fights are never going to happen. In the MMA hour, we will go with the hard-to-get-a-hold-of, but I got a hold of him, the new CEO of Bellator. I'm talking about Mr. Scott Coker, formerly of Strikeforce. Of course, sold the Strikeforce fighting championships to the folks from Zuffa Sports, being the Fertitta brothers, Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta, and the Dubai government and Dana White, sold it to them for reportedly $34 to $40 million, somewhere in that range, $34 to $40 million. And now he's back as the CEO of Bellator, and of course, Bellator rocking and rolling on Spike TV. Zach Young will be in to talk about that in a few minutes, but Scott Coker in the studios tomorrow. I'll take that back on the phone tomorrow, as will be the fantastic, the great man himself, Francisco Paco Varcarcel, who without his support, Ring Talk Live Worldwide would not be celebrating 30 years. So if you want to thank somebody besides my fantastic producer in the other world, in the other room, talk about Scott Cuddy, thank my man, Francisco Paco Varcarcel, the Esquire, of course, from Puerto Rico and the fantastic president of the World Boxing Organization. And as I said, this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by the WBO. WBO Boxing is their website, WBO Boxing. Pretty simple, WBOBoxing.com. That is the new URL for the WBO. It was an old one. It was like WBO/INT or some crazy stuff like that. But it got it real simple now. Yeah, and even for Pedro, WBOBoxing.com. Speaking of WBO, the WBO 115-pound champion defended his title for the 11th time. Remember him? Omar Navarez. What is he, 43-2 or 43-1? Remember he lost that decision to, I think it was Nonito Donaire. But he looked like totally inept in that fight. But that shows you the difference in 3 pounds. People laugh. Hey, what's 3 pounds, Pedro? I mean, the guy was fighting at 115. He moved up to 118. Yeah, he couldn't hang at 118. He had to go back to 115. 3 pounds is the difference. If you stack your best 118-pounder up against your best 115-pounder, you will see the size and bone structure difference. You just will. Speaking of size and bone structure difference, and I'll get to this in the MMA segment, but Ronda Rousey said, there's no undo button on going through the puberty of being a man. She's talking about Fallon Fox. Fallon Fox wanting to fight Ronda Rousey. Of course, Fallon Fox, the man, turned into a woman. Anyway, let's go to Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm bringing one of my Sin City experts. I'm talking about the one, the only, the capable Kevin Perry. Mr. Perry, how are you today, sir?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. What do you think of Ronda Rousey? Do you think the guys that go through sex change operations should be able to fight as chicks?
No, I just think it creates too much controversy. I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. Good enough. Now, let's talk about the last fight, last week's fight, 12 rounds with Mayweather. Mayweather said he was going to stop him. Mayweather said he was going to do this. Boxing historian Ron Marshall says, even though he's watching the fight for free and he's stealing the fights on the internet, he'll never watch Floyd Mayweather again unless it's Floyd's demise. Now, your comment on that.
Well, I kind of have something to say about that, and it was funny. I was debating last weekend whether or not I should have went to a Stylistics concert or watched a Mayweather fight, and I really wish I would have went to that Stylistics concert.
Oh, shame on you. Shame on you, man. I mean, those guys. Of course, Arian Love is still with the original Stylistics. What's his name? Morrell. I can't think of his first name right now. Eric. Man. Anyway, these guys were great. The fact they introduced me one time when I was at the at Kimball's East in Emeryville, California with a couple of chicks. And they said, we want to recognize Pedro Fernandez, the heavyweight champion of the radio era. I was like blown away, man. They stood me up. It was so cool. But that's the Stylistics. You missed out. I can't believe you could have watched the Mayweather fight on rerun somewhere, YouTube, something like that. You knew it was going to be uneventful. There was, listen, if Floyd Mayweather was a porn star, he'd be fired because there's never a money shot. Am I right?
You're right, Pedro.
Okay. Okay. And you know a little bit about that. I mean, come on. Kev, he wouldn't. Kev, what does he bring to the dance? Is he conning everybody? I mean, I'm not getting off on him. I haven't been getting off on him for a long time. I've sort of been on this. I'm with this Floyd cut. I believe we should have a Floyd cut. How many homes do you think they did last week? I'm sorry to go on a rant, but how many homes do you think they did last week?
I don't know. I mean, I'd be surprised if they did over 800,000. And I know there was a report on Yahoo Sports that he did over 900,000 buys, but a lot of these reports I just don't believe because what was shocking to me is all of a sudden Mayweather hasn't been doing so well in his pay-per-view buys, and all of a sudden Showtime says they're not going to announce pay-per-view buy numbers. So can I really take Yahoo's report seriously? I mean, really, I mean, a lot of these so-called media outlets are kind of in the pockets of the promoters and networks. Who can really take those numbers to heart? I mean, there's no buzz for this fight at all. And I live in Las Vegas, so I just don't believe those numbers.
Fascism alive and well in the media industry, there's no question about it. I mean, there's only three or four real major entities that control the flow of news in this country. And, you know, they're all corporately structured and things like that. It isn't like it was back in the day when you had beat reporters and guys like that, you know, all out there hustling and submitting stories to editors. It's just... it's all corporate now, and you know, I thought the internet was going to be the advent of spreading the word on things, and it just hasn't had the impact I think that I thought it was going to have, especially on things like the Kennedy assassination. Things I just thought that it would have broadened people's minds to things, and in some instances it hasn't. Let's go back to Mayweather now. Amir Khan, he and Amir Khan would probably be a pretty good fight. You know that?
A little bit. I mean, it might be a good fight in the sense that Khan brings certain abilities to the table that Mayweather definitely struggles with, things like speed.
Height.
And if you've ever noticed, Mayweather never fights boxers. So there's obviously a reason why. It's because he struggles with guys who have length, guys who have decent jabs, a little bit of boxing acumen. Guys like Marcos Maidana, he can just eat those guys up for lunch every day. So that's why he fights those guys. They're easy paydays for him. And one more thing I'm just going to bring up real quick is that 12th round that Mayweather fought against Maidana, I mean, that was horrendous. I mean, that was a slap in the face to boxing. And when you see a guy who calls himself the best fighter in the world, I mean, you kind of got to do a little more when you're asking people to spend $70 of their hard-earned money.
Well, first of all, I'm not part of that group. I don't spend money on Floyd Mayweather. I haven't spent money on Floyd Mayweather in many, many years, if I ever have. So I'm not part of that crew. I'm not putting money in his pocket, so I sort of feel good about that. But, you know, it's just the same old thing with Floyd. He promises this and he promises that, and he doesn't deliver anything. I mean, by now, if he had told the stories that he's told to boxing fans, to his kids would be non-believers.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the problem with Floyd Mayweather is he's a polarizing figure. He gets a lot of attention for stuff he does outside of the ring. And he's the face of boxing. I mean, you pretty much got to say that.
It's pretty sad.
When people see fights like that, people who are not big-time boxing fans, casual boxing fans, I mean, it just doesn't make them want to go and watch boxing.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, it's... in my mind, it's just bad for the sport. I mean, that 12th round, when, you know, people's last thing they remember about the biggest fight of the year is that the guy who is supposedly the best pound-for-pound fighter ran around the ring and didn't throw a punch for the last 3 minutes. I mean, that just doesn't look good.
What has Floyd Mayweather done since he beat Oscar De La Hoya in 2007 besides defeat Canelo Alvarez handily over 12 rounds? That's been really stellar. Can you tell me one performance that you say, wow, this was super thrilling and all that kind of good stuff?
I'm not really. I thought the Alvarez fight, I thought he fought in a more entertaining manner. Maybe that was because of the opponent. Alvarez didn't seem to be
too
really
dangerous.
Taking a whole lot of risks, so Mayweather kind of did what he wanted in there. But besides that, I mean, sometimes in boxing, to be great, you got to fight the right types of opponents to make a good fight. And sometimes I think Mayweather is so concerned about winning that he's not willing to challenge himself against the right opponent that will make an entertaining fight.
It's probably been that way. It's probably been that way since he fought Diego Corrales back in the day. I got to run. Kevin Perry, all the best to you. Good luck tonight in Las Vegas, and don't go out and spend your money, because you know what they call that place? Lost wages.
Right on, man. Thank you.
The great Kevin Perry of RingTalk.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, celebrating 30 years of radio. Nah, 30 years of radio. 3 decades. That's right. Into our fourth decade now. What does that say? That says I started this show when I was 6 years old. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Peace and respect. This is Ring Talk.
Girl, the clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare, under all conditions, your mind.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Heartburn sufferers can now eat at the corner of Look Spicy and I'm Going In. That's because Walgreens makes it easy with new Nexium 24-Hour. Now the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. So swing by Walgreens. You'll be in and out with the protection you need to spice things up. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
May take 1 to 4 days for full effect. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Started it off. Right there, rocked him. Sends a go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida.
Pace is relentless. 45.
Get up the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Coming back with the theme of Perry Mason is no coincidence. We ask the question, what you do in your own house, whether it's illegal, whether it's immoral, is it anybody else's business? Should somebody be able to take a videotape of you, whether you're in a positive light or a negative light, and then be able to air it to the world if they're in and not in the best of relationship with you? I'm talking about the ex-wife of Thiago Silva. Of course, the MMA fighter that was cut this week from the UFC. And, of course, you know, I've talked earlier about, you know, Colombian dust and how dangerous cocaine is. And you know, I've seen it ruin people's lives, you know, rich, young, white, black, brown, green. Doesn't matter what socioeconomic group you come from, cocaine's a killer, okay? And, of course, Robin Williams, what did he say, you know, a long, long time ago? He said cocaine is God's way of telling you, if you believe in him, that you have too much money. I mean, that's what it boils down to. And Thiago Silva caught on videotape, you know, running around the house all paranoid on coke. He had a gun in his pocket. And, you know, he was telling the ex-wife, I'm looking for a guy. He was all paranoid, you know, that old cocaine type of thing. And she posted it on the internet. And I don't know if that's the cool thing to do. And the reason being is that I know that she's got a gripe against him, and she says that he beat her up and all that kind of good stuff. And I'm not denying that he did. I'm not saying that he isn't a creep. All I'm trying to say is, like, back in the day when I was a San Francisco policeman, a fireman's wife called me one day, and she called the police to the house, and she said that she didn't tell me he was a fireman. I didn't know until I got there. But she said that my husband was smoking marijuana in the house. I said, well, how long have you guys been married? She goes, 17 years. And I said, yeah. I said, and she goes, well, he's been smoking marijuana for 17 years. I said, you're calling the police today? She goes, well, he was smoking in the house. He's not allowed to smoke in the house. I said, well, what happened? He goes, she went away. She was supposed to be gone for 2 days. She came home a day early. I said, you came home a day early. You were smoking weed in the house and you're calling the police? She goes, yes. Okay, come in here. So I took her in the kitchen and he stayed in the front room. So I said to her, I said, your kids go to private school? She goes, yeah. I said, and you have a job? She said, no, I'm a housewife. I said, well, who's going to pay for this house once he gets, you know, once your husband's fired? What do you mean fired? Well, the fire department, this is 1983, they're not going to take this stuff too lightly. They're going to fire him. Okay, there's no rehab. They're going to fire him. And then you're not going to have a job. And you don't have a job, so you won't have a house. So your kids won't be going to private school. And that big SUV you're driving outside, you'll have to siphon gas to put it in there. So what are you going to do? She goes, anyway, she pulled back the complaint. She didn't want to file a report. Okay? And I thought I was cool with that because her and him sort of got hip to the situation. He shouldn't be smoking weed in the house, and she shouldn't be calling the cops on him. Okay? Cool. But Thiago Silva's ex-wife posting this stuff on the internet, she knew it wasn't going to do him any. What do you think that's going to help him? You think that's going to help him? Showing pictures of him doing blow and running around acting like a violent buffoon? Okay? A common criminal? You think that's going to help him out? It's not going to help him out. Okay? I mean, if you wanted to send him to rehab, yes, I understand that. You could have tried to, you know, say, look, Thiago, I'm going to put this stuff up on the internet unless you enter rehab voluntarily. But they didn't want to do that. They wanted to inflict pain. And I think they did because the UFC cut him from their contract this week. As well, he should have probably Dana White. But the bottom line is, I'm not into people ratting on people with videotapes. What about that, Zach Attack Young? You think that's sort of cool for people, like, to videotape you, like, and then later, like, turn you in?
No, I don't think you should do that. I don't think you should put somebody out there like that without their permission. And I'm pretty sure she didn't get his permission to put that video out there.
No, but he did look moronic. I mean, maniacal, didn't he?
Yeah, it's not a video I think you would want to be out there.
No, I mean, he definitely looked like a guy that was all strung out on cocaine and that was, you know, freaking out, going through some paranoid scene. There's no doubt about it. Now, he's banned from the USC or he's been pulled from the USC. Unlike Ray Rice, it doesn't mean that he won't be back. I couldn't envision the USC bringing him back. I really can't. I think there's too many other guys out there. There's too many other guys out there that need a contract for them to go back to this guy, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's not like he was really like a top fighter, so I don't see them making any kind of exception in this case.
Okay, but I'm not advocating domestic violence. Neither is Zach. We're not advocating that, are we?
No, we're not advocating that at all.
We're just saying that we don't believe that you should videotape people and they don't know it, or if they're high, and then catch them late. I mean, come on, because what you do in your own house, whether it's criminal or not, that's sort of like what you do in Vegas stays in Vegas. What you do in your house should stay in your house.
I would say so. And there was a time where that wouldn't have even been an option. You know, there wasn't cameras to film. There wasn't a place to put it. Like, there wasn't really like a website that you could put it on where it would get a lot of attention. So
yeah, well,
I think it's just a sign of the times more than anything.
Yeah, Thiago Silva's hope. He's probably wishing it was back to the days like the fax machine. You know,
so
we didn't have computers taking pictures and things like that. Okay, let's get off the negs. Let's go to the positive. Ren Nakai and Misha Tate. Now, it wasn't Ronda Rousey that said this, but they said that they think sex sells. Haven't I been saying that a long time, that's the fact that good-looking women fighting in the UFC will bring an added demographic to the UFC audience and women that weren't interested before, but they're interested in watching decent-looking women fight? Because a lot of women don't want to watch women fight that need a shave.
Yeah, you don't want the 5 o'clock shadow fighters, I don't think.
Yeah, and I don't think chicks get off on that. But do you think sex is going to sell here? I mean, Ronda sells, but do you think Misha Tate and Ren Nakai got a point here or what?
Yeah, I think so. I think that it got a lot of attention to this fight that Ren Nakai was doing these like strange kind of ads where she was just wearing a towel. It seemed like that was getting a lot of attention. So I think it does sell. I mean, a lot of people don't like that because they want the fighting to stand alone. But, I mean, it's just another way to sell it.
Okay. I'm going to repeat a quote I mentioned earlier from Ronda Rousey. There's no undo button on being born a man and going through puberty as a male. You and I are on the same page with that one, huh?
Yeah, I don't know about this Fallon Fox. I don't agree with Fallon Fox fighting women. It's just not right. I don't know why that was okay.
But what a punk ass dude that is. I mean, come on. You and I know this. I mean, that's a punk move. I mean, getting a sex change and then wanting to fight chicks. Good Lord. If you got a sex change and wanted to fight men to prove that you can beat men in this, I mean, I think that would have been more of a statement than her fighting women, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would have been a lot more of a statement, but I just think that was an unfair advantage in that case.
Okay, let's talk about Bellator MMA. I've got the CEO, Scott Coker, on tomorrow for the most of the hour, the Ring Talk MMA hour, of course, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We go with boxing for an hour, and we'll bring in Francisco Paco Varcasel, one of our great sponsors, a man that's kept Ring Talk afloat, and we'll talk WBO, we'll talk Puerto Rican boxing history, we'll talk his legacy, what he sees in the future of the 21st century for the World Boxing Organization. And then for the MMAR, we're bringing Scott Coker. As I said, Scott Coker, the CEO of Bellator MMA, formerly of the Strikeforce guy. You know, he sold Strikeforce for $34 million. I think I want to ask him this question. If you sold your company for $34 million, why would you ever want to work again?
Yeah, but, well, maybe there's another $34 million to make out there. You know?
But, hey, all right. He's 45. If he lives another 100 years, do you think he can spend $30 million? Come on, the guy lives in San Jose in a nice house.
Hey, that would be more than enough for me, but I don't know. Some people, once they get that taste of a few millions, they just want more, you know?
Well, I got news for you. I mean, I think if you gave me a big, fat lot of money, and I'm not talking $34 million, I could go to the racetrack once a week if I wanted to. I can go to casino. I mean, I could have living a wonderful life for myself and then 10 generations to follow. Okay, Bellator MMA, what's happening?
In the main event, Melvin Manhoff got a knockout, a first-round knockout.
Okay. And is Bellator MMA going regularly now on Friday nights?
I believe so. It was on Spike last night, and it was entertaining. You know, that fight was, especially the main event, it was like you just knew that it was going to end at some point. And that's the type of fights that I think people want to see, is like where there's a definitive result that you can just feel is going to happen.
Okay. And what about, oh, man, Big Country, Timber! Mark Hunt strikes again, huh?
Yeah, Mark Hunt got a – that was a little bit surprising. I mean, Big Country's always had like a strong chin, but Mark Hunt – he just has a lot of power, and he proved it last – well, it wasn't quite last night. I guess it was early in the morning over here.
Yeah.
But what a shot, and wow, you know. I mean, Mark Hunt, it would be cool to see him contend for a title. I mean, it's not like there's a lot of other contenders out there. Like, why not?
Here's the scoop on Samoan fighters and Tongan fighters and fighters from that part of the world, okay? Because I sparred with them in the gym in Escobar. The Tavaki brothers, they both won the Golden Gloves. One of them went back as a professional, Billy Tavaki, and was like the king of Samoa and things like that. So I've got a lot of experience with Samoan fighters. Bottom line is, if you can extend them, you will beat them. If you go inside the distance with them and try to rumble with them, like in the first and second round, they're probably going to knock you out. These guys really, really hit hard, but stamina is not their forte, and they tend to peak out athletically at the age of 17 or 18.
That's interesting. I think in Mark Hunt's case, he actually does have some stamina because he is able to go five rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And despite his like physical appearance, he's actually in very, very good shape, and I mean, he has a lot of gas in the tank, I think.
Are you trying to tell me he's a doughboy?
He's a little bit of a doughboy, but there's like some type of ginseng in the dough or something that's making him energetic.
Didn't they used to call Cormier a doughboy, too, though?
Yeah, Cormier. Yeah, they did used to call Cormier that. And I mean, he doesn't exactly have like the best physique, but you don't really need to when you know you still are in great athletic condition.
You know, Frank Mir was sitting right across from me in that same suit, the same seat that you sat in here in the Sports Byline headquarters here in the city by the Bay, San Francisco. And he told me that that doughboy, he's fighting in the wrong division. Frank Mir didn't win 30 seconds of the fight against Daniel Cormier.
No, he didn't. He was beaten pretty comprehensively in that fight.
Yikes. I mean, holy cow. And, you know, I'm hearing that the UFC has extended an offer to Brock Lesnar to come back for one fight to take on Cain Velasquez. Are they really hurting for opposition for Velasquez into 2015?
I think a little bit. You know, I mean, aside from Fabricio Verdum, who I think Cain beats, there's not a lot really out there. I mean, I think they could give Mark Hunt a shot, but a lot of people will probably have a problem with that. But I think the main thing is Brock Lesnar is the biggest pay-per-view seller that the UFC has had. So I think that's what the real angle is. Like, he has that established pay-per-view fan base from WWE, and I think that they want to bring that back over to the UFC.
Okay, but he's got a little punk in him, don't you think?
I don't think that he likes getting hit.
Wait. That's putting it mildly. Who was the guy he turned his back on? They probably should have disqualified him. Who was that?
I think it was
the guy that won the first round, remember?
Shane Carwin.
Shane Carwin, exactly. Carwin, I mean, must have hit him like 100 times.
Yeah, that was... they could have stopped that fight in the first round. I mean, I guess it's good that they didn't because he managed to pull out a win. But, man, that was a 10-8 first round if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, but that'll send you back to the world of wrestling entertainment in a minute. Zach Attack Young, all the best to you. God bless, and we will talk real soon.
All right, have a great day, Pedro. Thank you.
The great one, Zach Attack Young. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, celebrating 30 years. 30 years of radio on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, and if you haven't already, go download the iHeartRadio app and take Ring Talk anywhere you go, including live broadcasts in the coming weeks. iHeart going all out with Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
You know, sometimes I just want to listen to the music. My producer actually goes berserk when I do. He has to scream my ear, "Stop listening to the music!" You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Of course, we are Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Then we air again Sundays, a different show, 2 hours, Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We go for an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. Then, of course, on Saturday night, which is tonight, 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Pedro's going to do his thing for the first hour at 10 p.m. Pacific time. We'll talk a little combat sports with the combat sports update brought to you by Alchemy Water. If there is a difference in the water you drink, check out alchemywater.com and see what I'm talking about. And we'll talk general sports. We'll do some scores, a couple of guests. We'll have some fun tonight, 10 to 11 Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, 30 years of radio. Some of the people I think about, I used to think about back in the days when I had only two listeners, my mother and my Aunt Julie, who are both gone now, but they used to both listen to KESD. And then, of course, Dan Button told me when he lived in Fairfield, California, he would have to get up on the roof of his house with a portable radio to listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide back in. It was a half hour. Then there was a 15-minute show. Then it was a half hour. Then it went to an hour. Then we went to syndication. And then the world sort of took off. But Jack Fisk, the great Jack Fisk historian, of course, Hank Kaplan, Tom Starr, Marianne Roja, Grandpa Mike Ramirez, Jack Welch, Ross Fields, Sid Tenner, Charles Covello, Johnny Taco. Man, a lot of guys come and went. Some are still with us, but most aren't. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being part of the show now for better than three decades, 30-plus years now. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and, of course, I couldn't do this without the fantastic production team that is behind me. It isn't a team. It's all one guy. His name is Scott Cuddy. He is the greatest. Scott, thank you so much.